America's outgoing ambassador to the United Nations says he's frustrated by the failure of negotiations to end the crisis in the Darfur region of Sudan. It is a crisis that has overshadowed efforts to end the 20-year-old civil war between the north and the south of the country. New Year's is the latest deadline for a peace deal between Sudan's Islamist government and the mainly Christian and animist rebels in the south. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The outgoing U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Danforth, has been at the center of U.S. efforts to end Africa's longest-running civil war. He was President Bush's special envoy on Sudan and for the past half year worked the issue at the U.N. Now, as he prepares to leave government, Danforth says there are no easy solutions for Sudan.
One of the lessons I've learned is that Sudan is never going to be at a place where we can just cross it off of the international to-do list.
Yesterday at the UN, Danforth admitted that the international effort to stop the violence in Darfur is getting nowhere. The latest UN report describes looming chaos with rebels violating ceasefire agreements and the government of Sudan taking no action to disarm the rampaging local militias. Princeton Lyman of the Council on Foreign Relations faults the Bush administration for not paying enough attention to Darfur early on, as it tried desperately last year to finalize a north-south peace deal.
We put so much focus on that, we downplayed the Darfur situation, and we didn't see how politically significant the Darfur situation was for the Khartoum government. And had we done so, we might have treated the Darfur situation differently and early on, but we tried to push through on the North-South agreement, thinking we could treat Darfur as just a humanitarian problem. And I think that, in the end, proved to be a mistake.
Eventually, the Bush administration did pay attention to Darfur, accusing government-backed militias of raping and killing civilians and describing the crisis as a genocide. Even so, Ambassador Danforth told an audience at Georgetown University this week that it was difficult to persuade the UN Security Council to punish Sudan with sanctions.
We passed two resolutions in the Security Council that hinted at the possibility of sanctions, but to tell you the resistance to sanctions, we couldn't even use that word in the resolutions.
Now the U.S. is shifting its focus, according to Lyman, a former State Department official. He says after failing with the stick approach over Darfur, the U.S. is now back to offering carrots to Sudan, an aid package contingent on a north-south deal.
The logic there, if there is one, is that perhaps in getting an agreement on that whole framework, it offers a framework for also resolving the Darfur crisis. And there are people who believe that. But we shifted from looking for sanctions and pressures to offering incentives.
The U.S. has few alternatives, says Stephen Morrison of the Center for Strategic and International Studies, who describes Sudan as an important crossroads of Black Africa and the Muslim world, and a place that will require U.S. engagement for years to come. He says the U.S. has learned the limits of America's influence over Sudan and America's influence in the Security Council.
We could go and impose unilateral oil sanctions on Sudan. It wouldn't make a difference. All that oil goes to Asia. It would only reinforce the linkage with China and antagonize China. It wouldn't hurt Khartoum one bit. Given our current situation in Afghanistan and Iraq, we're in no position to credibly threaten that we're going to put troops on the ground. And the Pentagon itself has made very clear it's not willing to take this on. We're in a box.
Morrison warns there's no plan B if the negotiators hammering out a north-south peace deal fail to reach a final agreement. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.